Let's meditate for a few minutes. We close our eyes when we meditate because we want to see more clearly what's happening inside. What is your mind doing right now? Try to focus it on the breath. Where do you feel the breathing when it comes in? Where do you feel it when it goes out? Wherever it's clearest, focus your attention there. And ask yourself what kind of breathing would be comfortable. Usually it's good to start with some good long, deep in and out breaths to energize the body. Because otherwise, if you start out getting very calm, 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 you can fall asleep. This is a pattern throughout the Buddha's teachings on breath meditation. Energize the body by the way you breathe. Energize the mind by the way you breathe, by the way you focus on the breath. And then allow things to calm down. It's when they're calm that you can really see the mind clearly. See what it's doing. Because when you tell it to stay with the breath, it's not like all the parts of your mind are going to stay. Some of them are going to be a little bit disobedient. They have other ideas. And the problem is if you start chasing them around, chasing them down, then you lose the breath. So stay with the breath. Let those disturbing thoughts or distracting thoughts be off in the distance. You've got work to do here. When the Buddha talks about being in the present moment or focusing on the present moment, it's not just to enjoy the present moment. You settle down because there's work to be done here. Your life is shaped by your intentions. Your intentions are easiest to see in the present moment because your past intentions, they get obscured pretty quickly. Future intentions haven't happened yet. So focus on what your intentions are right now. And again, you'll see there's the one intention to stay with the breath and there are other intentions to go other places. You want to see these other things for the time being. Put them aside for the time being, excuse me. Focus on this one big intention to stay right here. Because you're trying to develop good qualities in the mind. This is the work that needs to be done. You need to be mindful. You keep something in mind. Alert, knowing what you're doing while you're doing it. And then ardent, trying to do it well. You focus on that. Get to know this one intention really well because your mind feeds off of its intentions, so give it something good to feed off. Otherwise, it just feeds off of all kinds of scraps. And who knows where they're going to lead. So you want to straighten out your intentions. Make sure you stay with good intentions. And as you work on staying with this one intention, letting go of these other unskillful ones, that becomes more of a habit. Then as you go through the day, you begin to realize all kinds of intentions are coming up in the mind. You don't tend to notice them because there's just so many of them, just like a background noise. But they're there all the time. You want to be clear about which ones you're following and which ones you're not. So try to create some space here in the present moment as much as you can. Get things quiet so that these other intentions become available, clearer to see. And then when you're solidly based here, then you can start dealing with them, seeing where their drawbacks are, seeing what their appeal is. Because a lot of times things that are unskillful don't present themselves as being unskillful. They cover themselves up with all kinds of advertisements. You want to be able to see through that. Then you get more and more control. And that's the purpose of the meditation. Get some control over your intentions. So they direct you in a good place. A place where you find a happiness that's harmless. And the way you find it is harmless as well. There's so many irresponsible ways of looking for happiness in the world. The Buddha teaches you responsible happiness. They're being generous, they're being virtuous, and they're getting some control over your mind. So work on this skill every day, because it is a skill. All the Buddha's teachings are skills. He took a very practical approach to the question of how do we find true happiness. Well, you focus on the problem of suffering and develop the skills that you needed to keep the mind from creating more suffering. When you've mastered those skills, then you're safe wherever you go.